Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Fear versus hope. How many times has fear constricted your world? When I look back on some of my past decisions, I can see that often my procrastination in making that decision was from a fear-based, worst-case scenario. I held back because I was afraid of the outcome from my decision. Also, when I look back, I see that even the things that didn't go perfectly never turned out to be devastatingly bad, but something from which I could recover and learn valuable lessons. Now, I'm not talking about shoot from the hip, never thought it through actions. Those things have frequently gotten me in hot water. What I'm talking about is thinking it through, getting good counsel, praying about it, and then still holding back from making a decision. Fear would cause us to procrastinate, only to see the negative possibilities and maybe even become disobedient to God because we think we have to rely on our resources. On the other hand, hope wants us to see the possibilities, hear God's voice, and then step out in confident faith. My friend Greg and I discussed this fear versus hope topic on an episode of our leadership podcast called The Craig and Greg Show. Take a listen.
I think the challenge for me, fears hold you back. There's that one TV show, Fear Factor.
Yeah.
And I think instead of spiders or snakes or, you know, height, you could put in, you know, mistakes or perfectionism or I need to control because life's too chaotic or other fears. What would they be that leaders would maybe face?
Well, I think that what happens if I drop the ball and the company goes bankrupt? You know, I mean, I think people are the problem that I think with too many of our fears is that we're always thinking worst case scenario.
Ooh,
what is the nice. What is the worst thing that's going to happen if I do this? You know, we try this new marketing campaign and it goes bump. And we lose all this money and then we got to lay people off. Well, yeah, but if you try this marketing campaign, what if it works? What if it connects and you get all this business that you have to hire more people?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to an episode that we had earlier where we talked about hope.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think hope and fear are really the opposites of each other. You know, the fear makes you say, oh, well, worst case scenario. Hope says, no, best case scenario. What's the best thing that could happen here?
The next time you find yourself procrastinating about a decision that you have thought about, prayed about, and sought wisdom for, ask yourself, what fear is holding me back? Then find God's word of hope. God's hope will be just the thing you need to defeat your limiting fears. To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.